Peschin Bechoid Achsanya. I want to acknowledge the host, the Chevrolet Rebbe, Chevrolet Refuah Shlema. The Shir, I believe the whole series, is sponsored by the Davis family, the Ilinishmas Simcha Eliezer Berb Yosef. Simcha Eliezer David, Al Ben Chaim Al Chaim Ben Yosef, Neshom Shalem Aliyah. I want to share with you some observations that came to me as the result of the solar eclipse. Of course, as the orchestration from above had it, Milwaukee had totality in the fact that the cloud cover took care of it for us, but actually it enabled us to perhaps see more of it. And there's a I believe there's a message in that sometimes you get to see greater clarity when it's cloudy than when the sun burns bright. But one of the ideas that really I wanted to explore with you today is the tension that we find, and I believe that there's a distinction in the way we approach this in the hashkafa of the way perhaps the Bnei Yeshiva react to or celebrate Yom Neroi, and perhaps some of the way that the Chassidische Welt marks the Yom Neroim and the atmosphere. I spent 2 years in the yeshiva, and it was almost a foreign experience to me. And then I remember when the Bnei Yeshiva came to Milwaukee, and they were able to kind of explore the atmosphere that existed in a more Chassidish atmosphere, they were very, very taken aback. And I believe that, and I'll describe to you some of those emotions, where in the yeshiva there was almost a terror of sorts. It was a very serious Yom HaDin focus. Unasana Toikif was something that struck terror in the hearts of anyone who was there. And that was in contrast to kind of the focal point of Ein Kitzva. In a Chassidish place, that Ein Kitzva was really the focal point of the entire day, the Hamlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that there really is both of these things are going on, right? They're both part of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. It becomes a question of which one is primary and which one is secondary. Of course, I'm totally objective, so I have no agenda. But how do we deal with it? How do you deal with two such seemingly different focal points in the same day? We've also been zeich in our time to experience an explosion of discovery in Sgulis HaMitzvahs. So, you name it, there is a Sgula, there are now agencies that will set up anything from Shiluach HaKein to your own private chalitza, mitzvah opportunity. There is everything can be set up so that one can experience the segulis of the mitzvahs, and they're all true. They all have mekaris. Yet, it's very clear in the words of Chazal, as beginning with the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, "Al tiyu kavodim amishamshim asarav amenas lekavod pras." That mitzvahs are not supposed to be about their rewards. Well, if that's the case, why are they there? How is it that Chazal, and many times Psukim, tell us the various rewards that exist for mitzvahs, and then we turn around and we're told, but don't do it for that reason. We read this past Shabbos, one of the fascinating mitzvahs in the Torah, like Tisayim Adoimi Kiyachichu. Don't reject the Edomite, because he is your brother. And Achin Vei, with brothers like these, you know, who needs sisters? These are our brothers. So, well, let's use a springboard of the Schus of Avraham Avinu. That we constantly see throughout the tefillahs of the Yom Ne'iroim, we see this in Slichas, or there's in each, especially Aseres Yemei Teshuva, there's an entire section of Slichas dedicated to the Akedah. There's clearly a great focus on the merit of Avraham Avinu. The Midrashim tell us that Kiyas Shofar itself, even going beyond the simple pshat of the ram's horn being stuck in the Besmach Bekarnav, that we have the mitzvah and the merit of Avraham Avinu. What aspect of the schus of Avraham Avinu are we focusing upon during this season? So I'll share with you some new material that were printed in Kerem Shlaima from my great uncle, the Baba Viruv Zechariah LeBracha, and I believe that contained therein is really the answer to many of these questions. He commented, and it's a vod on Parshas Re'eh, asking this question about, there you have the pasuk of Aser Shvil Shet Tisash, Aser to Aser, Chazal Kamalam and Tzein, Aser, take Maaser off so that you become wealthy. And he asked the obvious question, since when do we do mitzvahs for a self-serving purpose? Shouldn't we have a higher calling, the ability to perform mitzvahs for the Ribbono Shel'olam's sake? And it almost seems like Chazal are commanding us. Don't go looking for more noble, for a higher purpose. Do it so that you become wealthy. And he turns to the Gemara. The Gemara tells us that Ha'emer Prut Zu La'ani B'Shvil Sh'yichya B'ni, somebody who gives tzedakah to a poor man, and he states explicitly he's doing it for the purpose of so that his child will live. Chazal referred to him nothing less than a tzaddik gomer. And it doesn't jive with our image of a tzaddik gomer. Tzaddik gomer is a person who does things for the right reasons. Why would somebody who gives tzedakah for an ulterior motive be referred to as a tzaddik gomer? Tosfos asked the question there. What's more is Chazal tell us La'olam yasek adam b'tayim mitzvah shalai l'shma shemitayim shalai l'shma b'olshma. Forever a person should involve themselves in Torah mitzvahs for ulterior motives, because through those ulterior motives they'll come to do it l'shma. Well, that's an inherent contradiction, because if it's la'olam yasek adam b'tayim mitzvah shalai l'shma, then he's obviously never attaining l'shma. So which one is it? You can at least say, at least at the outset, do things shalai l'shma, so then eventually you'll arrive at the shma. But if it's la'olam, then you're never arriving there. So he quotes a teaching of the Baal Shem HaKadosh that's brought in numerous places in the first generation of Talmid Baal Shem, primarily in the Talmud Yaakov Yosef and Parshas Chukas, that David HaMelech says, Chishavti drochai posuk in Te'ilim Kuf Yates, I took accounting of my ways, v'ashiva ragli ala desecha, and I returned my legs, my feet, to your mitzvahs. So David HaMelech says the Baal Shem HaKadosh is teaching us a very practical lesson on how we deal with the Yetzirah. He says that if a person sets out at any juncture in life to fulfill the Ratzon HaBorei. And he says, I'm going to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam Lishma with no ulterior motives in mind. I'm going to do this for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to be a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has now invited all of the forces of evil to attack him. It's an open-ended invitation to the Yetzer Hara, saying, you know, take me on. Says David HaMelech, that's not how you do it. Every person needs to have in their arsenal an entire selection of ulterior motives. And when we set out to do something, a person should state that the reason they're doing that is for the ulterior motives. I believe that this was the Ribbono Shel Olam's intent in creating coffee. It gets people out of bed in the morning, and the better the coffee, the easier it is to get out of bed, and the easier it is to create an ulterior motive that makes waking up worthwhile. If you can add a hot mikveh to that, it doesn't get any better. Says David HaMelech, Chishavti Drochai. I wake up in the morning at the with Starbucks in mind. Right? That's my what I think when I start out. That's what I state as being the motivation. When it comes l'maisa, at the moment of the execution of the mitzvah, then I go back and I do it for the Ribbono Shel Olam's sake. It's the ultimate bait and switch. And that's why the Yetzer Hara is called a melech zaken in exil, because he still hasn't caught up. Because ultimately those ulterior motives have to be realistic. They have to be things that we care for, things that we like, things that in truth would create a true ulterior motive. And then when it comes down to the moment, we say, and now that I'm up and I drank the coffee and I went to the mikvah, I'm going to daven. I'll do mitzvahs for the Ribbono Shel Olam's sake. So the Bavar Rav says, that's why the Dibrei Chazal are very meduyik when he says, Ha'aymer, sell the zuv in stock. It doesn't say, Ha'noisei, sell the in stock of Mishvil Shiyach Yibini. It doesn't say somebody who actually gives the money so that their son will live. You start out by saying, Ha'aymer, sell the zuv. You get up, you take out the checkbook. I'm giving this money for whatever motive it is. But the moment that it comes to giving the tzedakah, then do it for the right sake. That's a tzedakah. Ha'emer, somebody who's able to state at the outset that they're doing it for another reason, and then later on is able to do it for the right reason, that gives a person an opportunity to become a tzaddikah. It says, similarly, Chazal tell us, Asen, Rishvil Shetisashem, when you go out and you take your ma'aser and you give your tzaddikah, you do it with the full yiratzah, with all the tefillahs, I'm sure the chidon, and all the, there are numerous tefillahs we can say. We have the printed in the siddur there by Rosh Hashanah night, by the David Mizmer, say all the tefillahs. It's all being done so that we become wealthy. Lemaisa, when it comes to the moment that we carry out the mitzvah, we need to do it for the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam. At that moment, we switch and we do things for the correct reason. It brings the Rabbi Yaiva brings in the name of the Zlot Shem HaMagid that's the explanation of La'olam Yasek Adam B'Toyru Mitzvah Shalai Lishma, meaning it's going to happen 1,000 times a day. Every time we set out to do a mitzvah, La'olam, do it Shalai Lishma at the outset. Because ultimately, when we carry out the mitzvah shemitayk shemay lishma bal lishma, the only way to arrive and attain, to be able to do a mitzvah, really for the Ribbono Shel Olam's sake, is if at the outset we set out to do it for an ulterior motive. So, each and every interaction we have with the Bnei Olam gives us the opportunity to have this, what we're doing at the outset, what we're saying we're doing, and what we actually do when it comes to the moment of carrying out the mitzvah. He adds, beautiful explanation, the famous pasuk that's quoted by so many sfarim, and nir lochem nir v'altizra l'kotzim. So usually we learn about the fact that a person needs to do tshuva before they perform a mitzvah so that they're not feeding the chitzonim. So he says, niru lochem nir. Go ahead, when you carry out a mitzvah, make sure there's something in it for you. Like Chazal tell us by lochem, that there should be something in it for us. The result of that will be Baltizrael Akaitzim, that we'll be able to carry out the mitzvah because the Yetzirah will feel like we're handing him something. And he'll leave us alone to be able to perform the mitzvahs. When Avraham Avinu parts ways with Lot, so he says to him, he parted no me alai. Lloyd, you separate please from me. If I go to the right, if you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, then I'll go to the left. Zohar HaKadosh says, Avram is the neshama, Lloyd is the Yetzirah. So Avram Avinu is having a conversation with the lesser part of himself. And he's saying to him like this, like, yeah, let's speak about the reality of life. If I go to the right, meaning, if I want to carry out my mitzvahs just l'shem shemayim, I want to be a purist, I'm not going to involve any ulterior motive, there's nothing in it for me, the result of it is going to be total failure. Bas mila, I'm going to end up in the domain of the left. However, Lloyd, we must smile that if I'm able to create some kind of agenda, Chas v'shalom, we're not talking about evil. We're not talking about utilizing a chait or getting up and saying, I'm waking up to do something wrong. That's not the issue. The coffee has to be kosher. Chal v'shalom, right? But if I'm able to create an agenda that works alongside with my Yetzirah, then I will succeed in the realm of the right as well. Then I can succeed at serving HaKadosh Baruch. The Chuas Chen was a Talmud of the Balshan HaKadosh from Gedalia of Linitz, says this, that he uses the terminology, he quotes the Talmud. The Talmud adds a magnificent explanation of a very troubling Maamar Chazal. Chazal say that Roim Gan v'Yisrael Ninu. This is not a mitzvah. That it's an observation. Most successful thieves are Jewish. They say that about the gangsters in America. They say there's different groups that it's said about. Says the Talmud that it's talking about this Yisrael. We have to be goyniv das, the Yetzirah. We have to be geshmak of thieves. We have to be able to set out with a false agenda, a realistic but false agenda, saying I'm going to do this mitzvah, b'shvil sheyich yevini, asa b'shvil shetisash. I'm setting out because this mitzvah has this school and that school, and you can get the Kupa Tahir has figured it all out. And we got it all, every school that you can imagine. That's called Gnevis Das. So he says, Reim Yisrael, Reim Ganve, most successful thieves, Yisrael, we are the most Keshmaki Ganov. In fact, that's the way to utilize the Gneva for a purpose that's allowed. We're allowed to be Ganov along those lines. Says the Chus Chaim, Vayalu Vanegev, Vayovayat Chevron, it says about the Miraglim. Vayalu Banegev, that if we go up with an ulterior motive, it's the same Isi as his Ganav, then Vayovayat Chevron, then we'll be able to come to a connection with the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's only then that the Yetzirah will allow us to pursue our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. There's a sefer, Divrei Chaim, not from the Sanzerov, but authored by Reb Chaim Yerucham of Sniatin, He was a Talmud of the Esh Lahram, of the Pachut Sherov. So he brings that he heard in the name of Remendel the Kosim of the Avashol. An incredible taich. Those of you who are into Dafgemi and make Siyumim often will have a special appreciation for this. After a Siyum, we say this, the Hadrin, right? And we go through like this. We run and they run. Right? You got all these different things. Now, see, he says the words are superfluous. Why don't we just say, and leave out the introduction, and say, Anu mashkimim the divrei Torah, v'hei mashkimim the dvar mitzvah. Anu amedim and mikam miskav, v'hei amedim. Why do we need the first the introduction? Anu amedim, v'hei amedim. And then we go back. Anu amedim, mikam miskav. It seems to be superfluous. See, he says this, you said, he says, if we set out to get up in the morning to go learn, forget it. There's not a chance. He says, we need to get up and have in mind the exact same things that they have in mind. Anu amedim, v'hei amedim, same thing. Starbucks across the board. We all get up for the same thing. But once we're up and ready to go, then it's anu amedim, umikav limskav, v'hei amedim, v'hei amedim, v'hei amedim. And he says, with each one of these things, it's the same thing. At the outset, we need to slip it in. So that we're doing it for physical reasons, for physical pleasure, and then we turn it on them and do it for the right reasons. And he adds a gorgeous knetch. He says that the acronym for the three things are Amelin, Mashkimin, and Ratzin. We wake up, we run, and we toil. They spell Meira. He says that's what David HaMelech is saying. Sur Meira Vaasei Toiv. Once you get going in the morning, then veer away from your own agenda and do it for the right reasons. Beautiful, beautiful thing to say in the Siyum. Just don't all say it in the same Siyum. Adds that that's perhaps an explanation in why Avraham Avinu went. All of the Mefarshim are troubled. Why did he go and counsel with Aner and Eshka and Mamre about the Bris Milah? Avraham Avinu had a suffix. He had a doubt as to what he was going to do. And it was to find an angle so that the Yetzer Hara would leave. He's already consulting with them. So forget it, he's not doing it for the Rebbeinu Shlom's sake, the Yitzhar will let him do it for the correct reasons. He'll leave him alone. He suggests that that's what's going on here with light. Pasuk tells us that Avraham Avinu departed by Yelech Itoy light. Avraham Avinu was made sure that whenever he went out to fulfill the Ratz of Hashem, that he took his sidekick with him. Loit, as the Zoya said, is the Yetzirah. V'yelech itay loit. And in fact, the Medrash says there, V'yelech itay loit, says the Medrash Rabbah, Tofel loit. What did we think? What's the Medrash teaching us? That he was secondary to Avraham Avinu. Obviously, Loit was not the desired purpose of Avraham Avinu's trip. But Avraham Avinu and every one of us needs to keep a sidekick. We need to have our Loit. We need to have an ulterior motive. We need to have some aspect of our Avodas Hashem that serves our agenda. So that at least at the outset, and I'm afraid to say that oftentimes, even more than at the outset, if we can't get off of it, then we need to have things in our arsenal that assist us in serving our HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things that meet our agenda, that appeal to us. And that week in Parshas Re'eh, it occurred to me, you have the whole parasha there with Ma'aser Sheni. You think about that mitzvah, Ma'aser Sheni, where a person works hard, takes up, harvests their crops, and they need to take it up to Yerushalayim and fulfill the Rotzei Hashem of benefiting, of eating it in Yerushalayim. So the Torah tells us like this. This is in Perek Yud Beis. The Torah tells us, I want you to go to the place that I choose, the Yerushalayim HaKadosh. That's there where I want you to bring your karbonos and your ma'aser. And you should eat it there before Hashem. Don't do like we're doing over here. Then the Torah tells us, what happens if it's too much? Right, what happens if it's too much to take up? It's at a great distance. Says the Torah, come on, it used to be here. The Torah tells us that you should take the produce, redeem it upon the money, and you take the money up to Yerushalayim, right? Seriously? The Chumash in Milwaukee are very different. Huh? By Asa to Asa. Okay. Oh, here it is. Thank you. It says, Pasuk says, "Chiyuv b'mcha derech ki leisuch aseis, you can't carry it ki yichak b'mcha amaka mashiyivcha shav lekecha losu b'shmei shav, because the place is very distant. Ki yivarech b'mashav lekecha, because Hashem has blessed you." And the Sata Mekos said, you should put it into silver. The Sata Kesem Yidach, you should take the money and go to the place that Hashem chose. And the Sata Kesem B'chol Hashem Tam and Avshacha. Take the money and spend it on anything you desire. V'yachal Tosham L'fnei Hashem L'ikecha. And you should eat it there before Hashem Yigad. V'samach Ta'at V'esam. You should rejoice, you and your family. The Torah is telling us like this. Let's be honest about ourselves. Are we really, do we imagine about ourselves that we are going to be able to remove from our agenda all of the self-focused, the pleasures of life? We see ki yichak b'mcha amakim. We look at Eilech Hayid, we look at great people who were able to serve their Rebbeinu Shlomo strictly for his purposes. And we know it's yichak b'mcha amakim, we're very distant from there. Me'al n'gor v'ayit. Says the Torah Neitzel, find something that appeals to you. Where is your kesef? What are your kisufim? What are your areas of interest? Go ahead and take that Avodas Hashem and find the angle in it that appeals to you. That which is meaningful. The things that you enjoy. Take that up to Yerushalayim. And when you get there, make sure that you do it in an oifin, that you do it in a way that you can rejoice with your family, with all of your ulterior motives, with whatever it might be. Because the only way to arrive at a pure service of Rabbi Baruch Hu is to make sure that, as the Talmud teaches us, to include the agenda of the Yetzer Hara. You find this idea in many, many different applications. But perhaps the place where it comes to life in the greatest focus is in how we approach the Yom HaMirah. Imagine for a moment If Rosh Hashanah was just a day about Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how many of us would be in shul? How many of us would be in shul fully? So the Rebbe Shlomo, in his infinite wisdom, decreed that Rosh Hashanah, in addition to being the day of Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also Yom HaDin. And we get up throughout Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and we ask the Rebbe Shlomo, Zachareinu L'chaim, Melech Chafetz B'chaim, Rebbe Shlomo, we know that during these days we're going to be judged for Panosa and for Chaim and for all good things in Yetz Hashem. But at the last moment, Rebbe Shlomo, we're going to see to it that it's going to be L'man Chodekim Chaim, that it's not going to be about us. It's going to be about coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu over us. And you'll find that theme throughout the Tfilis of the Yom HaMerayim, that there is this double-edged agenda, that it's about us. And in truth, how it is that we're talking, going to involve us and our personalities and our talents and our resources to be able to serve our Kaddish Baruch Hu with everything that we have. But it has to go hand in hand. They both have to be present. Because otherwise we're not going to be able to motivate an Ein Kitz for the Shnei Secha unless it is preceded by Unisan HaTekev. Once we have a solid understanding of the fact that we're turning to Rebbeinu Shlomo and asking us to allow us to be his partners, then and only then can we succeed in being able, with the fullness of our being, to declare the Rebbeinu Shlomo as master over our lives. So when I was attempting to watch this eclipse, it occurred to me that you have these two forces, one which is a mashpia and one which is a mekabel, one which is primary and the second which is secondary. And during Chodesh Elul, as an introduction to the month of Elul, the Rebbeinu Shlomo allowed there to be an overlap, so that we can understand that in order to be able to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo completely, that these two agendas can overlap. And our own Zachareinu L'chaim does not have to be a contradiction. Quite the contrary. It can ultimately be L'man Cholikim Chaim, that we're, our tefillahs are geared towards the master of the universe. I found this smach, a shtickle raya, to the fact that this is true of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, because he uses the exact same language as the Medrash. The Abdurub in Oyer Yisrael says on Zachareinu L'chaim. So he says there's no question that a person needs to daven on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Albon L'chaim Mizayna. We need to plead for children, for life, for panosa. It says, but albeit that we need to daven for those things, that needs to be bebchinas soif. The tafel. It needs to be a secondary agenda. The ikar ha-tfilat tzorech liyaz b'Rosh Hashanah b'Yom Kippurim davka al binyan beis ha-mikdash shi'ibona b'mehera v'al golos ha-shchina. The main focus of our tfilas during these awesome days needs to be for the purpose of the return of the Rebbeinu Shlomo and his presence to the world with the building of the beis ha-mikdash. So, Vayikach Imay Loit, when the Torah says of Avraham Avinu that he took Loit with him, it's an instruction to us about our Avedis Hashem, and that we need to harness Loit's agenda. The truth of the matter is, and this is an edel point, it can be easily distorted, we need to be careful. Ultimately, the Yetzer Hara is not our enemy. ultimately the Yetzirah also wants us to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if we could somehow figure out a way to include the agenda of our physical needs in our serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the ultimate fulfillment of B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yitzracha, that we should serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with both inclinations, which boggles the mind as to how we're supposed to possibly do that. But this Mahalach helps us how we can do that, because we're utilizing our own physical agendas to motivate us and get us to, on board to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really the value of all of these segulas. They're all true, but they're there not to get us to do it for those reasons, but really to get us to do it not for those reasons. In fact, the Abtur himself says on the opening of Parshas Lech Lecha, it says in Mamash a word that is so curved to pshat that it's frightening. He says there that Hashem commands Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha Me'atzecha L'Me'atzecha, go from your land, Allah Tashar, I'm going to make you into a very great nation. Avarecha God, I'm going to bless you, V'gad L'Shemecha, I'm going to make you famous. Hey, Avraham. And Rashi comes along, and there's actually, and some of the Rashis here are out of order, but the first Rashi says, Lech Lecha L'Hanoscha L'Tegoscha. I want you to go, Avraham Avinu, for your own sake, for your own pleasure. And then the Torah testifies, Vayelech Avraham Kashi Dibrei Elav Hashem. Avraham Avinu went just like Hashem commanded, as if we would have a Havamina that he didn't, right? How did he do that? Vayelech Itoi Light. So, the Abtarim says, what was the Nisayin of Lech Lecha? Did we think that Avraham Avinu would not abide by the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, it wasn't a question as to whether he would do it. The question was why he would do it. So Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, I got a great idea for you. I want you to leave your home, your father's home, your land, to a place, and I want you to know you're going to become wealthy, you're going to have a huge family, you're going to become famous. And Avraham Avinu takes Lot with him. He takes these agendas. He has them in his handbag, handy at any moment. In case there's a moment of weakness, he's got these agendas with him. But the Torah testifies that he went, he went because Hashem commanded him. And you'll find this theme consistently throughout the Torah. Yeah, by the mitzvahs of where Hashem commands Klal Yisrael to go and get the riches of Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu goes and gets the Yad Zvi Yosef, and Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them to do it. And all the Farshim say, like, really, since when do you have to command Jews to go get money? Right? Like, plead with them. Shlayan Moshe Tzadik, really, come on, you're telling them there's gold and silver there. He said that this was the aside. I want them to go because of my tzimui. I want them to go to be able to get the riches. I want them to go because I commanded them. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to remove himself from the Nisayim because he went after Atzmus Yosef. So he removed himself from that Nisayim. But Klal Yisrael had a tremendous Nisayim. Why are they going to do it? Tell them to do it, Shelo Yomer HaSatzad. Tell them to do it for a higher purpose. The month of Elul, the Darshi Shumas, are very, very busy with the various Rosh Tevis, Sefer Tevis, about the spelling of the month of Elul. The Vina Rov has a gorgeous sefer called Shevin Reish. He brings on this pasuk, "Loisisayv Adoimi ki achicha," don't reject the Adoimi. So he says that the pasuk tells us, we read this every day in Slichas, before we begin the Slichas,
So the Nabi Yeshaya says, "Mi yachateichem kashanim kashanim yavinim yadim katoy the katzamiyu." If your averus are going to be like, I think it's translated as scarlet, they'll be like snow. If they'll be like crimson, they'll be like white wool. So averus are referred to as adoimi. We know this from the fact that the red wool on Yom Kippur turned white when the sun Azazel created the desired effect. So he says here, he's talking about Chum Mehava. And he says that ultimately we don't want to discard the Averis because we're able to transform them back into allies when we do Chum Mehava. And he says, he brings here from someone that Achicha is Ereshatayim's its entire Pasuk. Is again and again Achicha. It's all those letters. Says the Torah, let the side on Domi. Don't reject your Averis ki Achicha, because by doing tshuva, you're going to be able to reclaim them and they'll become your allies. I wanted to use his Mahalach, but along the lines of what the Talmud is telling us here. The Adoimi that the Torah is referring to here is the little cartoon character that we grew up with the pitchfork and the horns. You can, whatever image you want to have of him, the Yetzirah is represented by Adoimi. He is the Edom, the red fellow that needs to be transformed and ultimately will be transformed to good. Question is how we deal with it. What's our relationship? Says the Talmud that we need to have him around, because without him, we're going to have trouble motivating ourselves to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the true desired effect. Says the Talmud, don't reject him, because you need him, just like Avraham Avinu needed light. Ben Achiv. Just like Avraham Avinu needed light to be able to maintain focus and utilize him so that there can be Asa Vishvil Shetisasha, that we can have another agenda handy when we need it. It's at that moment, Zachareinu L'chaim, Melech Chafetz B'chaim, V'chasveinu B'sefer HaChaim. Ultimately, we're going to turn it at the last moment to Leman Chodeh Kimcha. We want our lives to be for the sake of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Tells us the Torah, don't throw him away. In Yiddish, there's a phrase that says, Avadavum de Ganev Shnat Menemuk Fin de Tliya. When you need the Ganev, you take him off of the gallows. And there are times that we need the Yetzirah. As the Torah testifies, we need that motivation to keep us intact. And perhaps, as he says, there's a loy and a kain in Yiddishkeit. We know that there are mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs loy asay. As the Torah says, the nations of the world, they have these whatever you call them, there's all kinds of English names, necromancers, and kishabachers, and that they speak to the dead, they predict the future, they got all kinds of stuff. But you, the Rebbeinu Shlom, doesn't allow to do that. So the Vinei Rav says, Loi Chaim, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs loy asay. Loy, he gave us the world of the things we're not allowed to do, and Cain, he gave us the mitzvahs that we're obligated to do. And he says that in the koyach of tshuva, we can take the loys and turn them into Cains. We can take the things that we weren't supposed to have done
And with tshuva, we can turn them into things that become our allies. But using this method of the Taldus, this takes on a whole new approach. The Ato Yuklal Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the ability of using the world that we generally frown upon, that world of loy, the things that we've been taught our entire lives to reject, the ulterior motives, the world of pleasure, says the Rebbeinu Shlom Cain, use it to serve me. Get him on board, because that's the only way that he will allow us to serve the Rebbeinu Shlom. And as a result, says the Pasuk, Lo Yisasun Kein L'Hashem Elikeichem, says the Pasuk, Loi, the things that you were told up until now not to do, Tasun Kein, do them. L'Hashem Elikeichem. If you're doing them for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then take them and transform them into the agenda of Torah and Mitzvahs. And therefore, this month that we prepare to serve Hashem contains in it these two terms. There's loy with an aleph, and there's loy with a vav. That spells the word elul. Comes the Torah and tells us that if we can somehow take those things that are in the domain of the loy, the things that we're not supposed to be doing, the things that we frown upon, all those things that are beneath us, but we're able to use them loy for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we will succeed in properly preparing for the Ein Kitzva of Rosh Hashanah. Then we can finally attain arriving El Ha'aretz Asher Arecha, to that world that the Rebbeinu Shleilim wants us to attain and acquire as being the true purpose of our serving of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is that it's all over the place. Once you see it, it jumps out at you. Kisei tzelam olcham olevach. Right, we just read this part of past Shabbos. You go out to war against your enemies. Unasani Hashem l'kach b'yadacha v'shavisa shivyoi. What's v'shavisa shivyoi? Use him. Use his captives. Use those things that are generally in his domain. Utilize them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Capture his own items of them, the things that are generally on his list. Vishavisa Shivyai. You have the whole parasha of La Yucha Levakez Ben Hasnua Al Pnei Ben Ahuva. You have these two sides. There's the beloved son of Torah and Mitzvahs. Then there's a Ben Hasnua, the things that we've been taught to reject and look down upon. But if we harness them and we utilize them as being the key that allows us to get out of bed in the morning, that allows us to go to the shir at night, that allows us to do acts of chesed and tzedakah, then don't start with the Pnei Ben Ahuva. Don't be mevaker him. Don't allow him to be the Ben Abchar, because then we're lost. It needs to be asked b'shvil shetisasha. We got to use him so that we can succeed. Start out with the agenda. Start out with another motivation. Not a bad motivation, but a self-serving motivation. Because that will allow the true desired effect. Ultimately, there is an accountability. The Rebbeinu Shleilim allows us to plant our crops and to harvest our fruits and to carry them up in the most splendid, beautiful way to Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh. And then we have to do an analysis of were we able to do things at least some of the time for the Rebbeinu Shleilim's sake. And there's a vidui that said about the times that we weren't able to switch motivation. So we carry up our Bikurim in every person with their own flair, and each with their own flavor. Chazal tell us magnificent things about the parades of Jews taking their fruits up to Yerushalayim. And clearly we can see that there were many different agendas that were self-serving. But it's all to get us to the Beis HaMikdash. When you finally get there and you put it down in front of Hashem, it's then and only then that a person can have the sobriety to say, okay, now I got to go back and look at what motivated me and what allowed me to do it. There's a Vidur Maaser that said, and we're able to say to the Rebbe Shlomo, I tried to the best of my ability and I'll do better next time. And we plead with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the opportunities that will allow us once again the comfort, the Archavos Hadas, the Ashiras, the Shiduchim, the Parnasa, all of the brachas that each of us need, so that we can have a full menu of ulterior motives that will allow us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to open up each day, Chishavti Drachai, to be able to say, how can I do this for my own purposes? Ultimately, because if the Rebbe Shlomo gives us those opportunities to be able to, at least initially, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our own agenda, then we can hope that at part of the time, and increase it consistently to more of the time, that we can serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo in truth, to be able to have a truthful, honest avodah that's focused upon doing the Ratzon Hashem for Hashem's sake. But in order to get there, as the Yiddish they say, "Biz de kretsh medach nocha trin bramf." Until you arrive at the bar, you also need a drop of liquor. And we plead with the Rebbeinu Shlomo to give us the yeshuas and the brachas that we need until we arrive back home, so that each of us can bring our bikurim to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and we'll be able to takasei our vidui with the fullness of our being, aligned with the agendas, all of the agendas that we had to employ along the way, and we should be able to celebrate together with Hachavas Adas and all of the brachas of Mishalas Nivedu L'Toyva, that we should all be mizborech with a year filled with all of the brachas and yeshuas that all of us need, and ultimately with the ultimate yeshua of being able to serve the Rebbeinu Shleinam al Hatziv Yerushalayim to Mitzvashem B'Oil Regal this year, and celebrate together with all of Klal Yisrael the yeshua with the building of the Beis HaMikdash B'Meher B'Yameinu. Amen.